first of all, you gotta find a couple bottles. Oh. So a couple bottles will be perfect. Okay. And you're gonna need to have a couple pieces of rope too. So take a look at the pieces of rope and just here's that one as well. So just that's what you're gonna need. Bottles and
rope. Gotta be like a magician's assistant.
Give me that.
You know?
All right, so here's this is do as I do. So hold up the bottle.
All right.
Okay. There's a genie inside, so we're gonna tickle the genie. Oh. You take the rope and you put it down inside and you tickle the genie. Can you do that?
Doing that.
Now you turn it upside down and you know the genie's there because you can let go and the rope stays there. Isn't that amazing? And then you can do this and the rope and see
Wait
how
a
the genie hangs
Wait
on. And so that's what you have to do. And when
as you
look
can
inside,
see.
It's perfect. You're Here, switch rope.
Oh,
good.
They're
switch ropes. Maybe that's what it is. It's a rope. So this goes inside, turn it upside
this
down,
is
and
like
just tickle. See how that kind of works?
When young Jack Spangler
it's perfect.
Comes in and
See, there's absolutely no problem there at all. And then you turn it upside down, and everybody thinks that there's glue on it. And so there's not, maybe it's a different bottle. Maybe you
maybe
need to change ropes and bottles.
Ropes
how's that?
And
but there's not rope
okay.
on, you know, there's not glue in, on the bottom. Okay. So you have to make sure that you're okay that way. So. And this goes in here like this.
How do you do this?
I know, it'll fool the friends. You are going to be amazing with those grandkids. It's a trick of misdirection, and the only reason that mine works is because I have a genie cleverly disguised as a piece of aluminum foil.
Oh,
so this, ladies and gentlemen, is the secret,
see.
All right? And what you have to do is you have to find yourself just a little chunk of aluminum foil. So this is how easy this
right.
is, okay? I'm going to show it to you with a clear bottle, but you're going to get this. So here is the bottle. It's friction and misdirection.
Right.
So watch. I, at the very beginning, emptied out the bottles and said no problem at all. What I did is I kept it in my hand and I turned it upside down and then just kind of loaded it in. So go ahead and put the
I've
there.
Got a 3-year-old
got
who's going to love this.
All right, so now I'll do it with a clear bottle. So watch this. You would put the rope down inside. And when we turn it upside down, this is where the friction comes in. If you get close right there, take a look. That is where the piece of rope is.
There it is.
And there's the little ball. So it holds it in place. As you turn it upside down, of course, would you look at that? It's magic, my friends. Now, these bottles are cool because I shot a little paint inside so you can't see through the neck. See how that's kind of cool?
Oh, that's how
isn't
you
that
did
fun?
It.
And then when you want to release it, you just kind of push down and you've got it. It's one of those things that a teacher might use for back to school because it's an observation piece. Pretty soon the kids will catch you. And when they catch you, it's okay. You say, yeah, absolutely.
It's,
there's
a
little,
it's like hiding the nickel behind,
it is.
Behind the youngsters
it is.
Here.
But now
thing.
When you hold it, now, and the nice thing about it is you can say, oh, let's switch bottles. And so you switch bottles and you just empty it back out in your hand and now put it back in there and everything is fine.
I see.
Drop it down inside. Isn't that fun?
What a great
magicians
table trick
years
that
ago
is.
Called that prayer vase. So it was the prayer vase. We are going to call it Genie in the Bottle. And oh, would you look at that? You are magic.